Yeah, the chazaka, Baruch Hashem, today. Shkoyach. Okay, so I told you guys when I came back from Pesach that I had a couple crazy stories, but I wanted to try to connect it to the Parsha. So, you know, Shmini is very famous, and if anyone hasn't gotten their dosage of Shmini, I think we read it like 35 times in the past like 3 weeks. It's been like crazy. So there are definitely a lot of messages to be learned in Shmini. However, one of them I think is very apropos for the story that I'll say after. You know, what happens with Nadav and Avihu, and everyone's always going to town. How could it be? The Chazal tell us that Nadav and Avihu were on a higher level than Moshe and Aaron. What happened? They brought a carbon that they weren't commanded to bring, and they were killed. So everyone has a lot of different mefarshim. A lot of mefarshim have a lot of different explanations of exactly what they did. I think there's like over like 7 answers that I've heard of, and there could be even more than 7 answers. But the one thing I want to talk about is the reaction of Aaron. Reaction of Aaron, the Pasuk is probably one of the most famous lines of Aniya Yosef Ahura Vichai, is Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. Mamish silent. So I don't know about you guys, but the way that I've always grew up, when you want someone to be silent, you either say, she's shtika, right? To be silent, right? Or im tacharish tacharishi, like by Mordechai and Esther, right? What's his lashon of Vayidom? That he was mamish. He didn't even move. Like he didn't silent. To be silent, it has to be a reaction of silence. But Yidom is not. It's just like a stone. It's like so like you don't even move. So I want to say the following story, and then I will get back to the answer at the end. So Baruch Hashem, my wife Sim lives in Miami Beach, and I should say before we start that our Torah should be discussed for Shlema to family members having surgery today. Aram Abba Ben Shendel, and we were zochet to be there for Pesach to meet Miami Beach. And what happened was, I forgot to get a haircut at Rubens. Forgot to get a haircut at Rubens before Pesach. And there's a usually guy that I go to in Miami to get a haircut from. No problem. I even saw him in the pizza store right before the haircut. I told him I'll see you in 20 minutes, Bez Hashem. And I finally get there. I finally get to the haircut store, and I saw there was a local rabbi from Miami Beach who also happened to be there, and started talking to Vitor with him, whatever, it's fine. He got his haircut first, and I was going second. And I got in the chair, and I was still talking to him, and then the barber started. I told him like 3 or around 2, I don't even remember the number. So as I was continued talking to the guy, I caught him off, and I said, by the way, to the barber, like, leave the pass. So his next words were, what pass? I immediately looked at the mirror, and Baruch Hashem, he cut my pace off. So I had like a little flinch to the mirror, and I could tell he felt a little bad, and I didn't want to embarrass him. So I said, "Don't worry about it; it's gonna be okay." He apologized at the end. Also, whatever. Called my wife like a little like, not I wasn't sad or anything, but I was a little frustrated. Like the guy clearly knows he lives Baruch Hashem in Miami Beach. So a lot of people who come in with pace, and even the guy, but right before. So I was a little frustrated. She said, "Don't worry, whatever. Hashem has his reasons, whatever." So I daven mincha right after. I got home in a half hour after, and I was still like a little like frustrated about it, but whatever. I got a text message from my Rebbe Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. If I would read you the exact text message, the recording would stop. But I'll tell you the overall what he said. He said once there was a tzaddik, and I think we said this story over earlier in the year. Once there was a tzaddik who was very poor. His name is Rabbi Chil Michal Zlotchev, and he was very, very poor. And the one thing that he had to his name was a very pair of expensive tefillin. And his wife always asked him, "Please sell the tefillin, so we could put some extra food on the table for Shabbos." But he refused. One time it was right before Sukkot, and he the story goes. He wants to get an esrog, and there was that one esrog that he really wanted to buy. What happened? He bought the most expensive esrog. He comes home, and his wife sees this expensive esrog, and she says, "How did you buy the esrog?" And he says, "I sold a pair of tefillin." She takes the esrog. Right, we said this earlier in the year. From Rav Avadji brings it down in the sefer. She takes the esrog and she slams it down on the table. And what a good story happened. The pitum falls off. So the story goes that he turned up to Shemaim and he said, "Hashem, the same way you want me to have a beautiful esrog, you also want me to not get upset. You also want me to not get angry." So Rabbi Moshe Tzvi, he continued in the text message saying, "Once there was a Jew who had cancer. He had cancer earlier this year, and Baruch Hashem he." He went through all the process, and thank God he's Baruch Hashem, fully healthy. So he said Baruch Hashem, it was very hard to go bald and everything, but he was so excited to have his hair back and to have his pace back, and he went to his first haircut right before the mamash on Wednesday, and he said the barber the barber cut off his pace. And he said the barber, mamish, he was so upset. He said, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. He said, no, it's okay, it's no problem. And he said, Hashem, the same way you want me to have, you want me to have beautiful pace and a beard to be a Jew, you also want me to not get upset. Please help me be able to accept this gezeirah. And this is a half hour right after I got my pace chopped off, whatever. I mean, his pace and my pace are different leagues. But I immediately call him up and I said, Rebbe, like, did you speak to my wife? Did you speak to her? Because we're close to them. So he said, I have no idea what you're talking about, whatever. And like, we put it together, like mamish happened. It could have been even in the same minute, around the same time. It was a crazy story that I was the one, the person that he texted me. That was a pretty unbelievable story. So right after that, I had that. That was a little bit of a, I don't want to say comfort, because like then it's making like a big deal. It was a little bit of putting everything together, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Nothing happens in our lives that's stam. When you go to Sabra's later for lunch, and you only have $3 with you, and you wanted to get the spicy fries, you weren't supposed to get the spicy fries. You're supposed to get the regular. That's what it is. The Gemara says. Not me, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you want a quarter and you take it a dime, that zero is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm telling you guys right now, the more we live our lives to be able to see that everything in my life comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we'll see him. Because the more we'll look for him, the more we'll see him. Just to close, be able to say one thing, and I'm going to tie back to Aaron HaKohen. There was a show that I used to watch in high school. What happened was, in the show, that the son, the guy's name was Lucas, and his father left his family at a very young age, and he was very close with his uncle. Show called One Tree Hill. You can think of me what you want. I was in high school a couple of years ago, and I wouldn't recommend it for someone who wants to be a growing Jew. But whatever, the message of the story is very clear. What happened was one day, his father came back to the neighbor, and then they started again build the kesher. But he's still very close with his uncle. What happened one day is that his uncle was murdered in the school, and he happened to be in the school at the time. And I don't remember exactly how long after the murder, but his uncle once came to him in a dream shortly after. And he said to him, Lucas, open your eyes to see who's the person who did this. And what happened was that he kept on reviewing the Maisa, because he saw the murder happen in school the whole time over and over again, and he saw that it was his father who killed, and it was his father who killed his uncle. Mamish, open your eyes. So at the end of the day, the Chafetz Chaim says, why does the Torah use the lashon of Vayidom Aaron? Aaron was silent. It's not that. To be silent, you have to have a reaction to silent. But Aaron didn't even have a flinch of anything. Just a quote from the Alter Tzedorah, quotes the Chabetz Chaim, right? Madrigeso Sha'aron, the level of Aaron b'shazu ha'isa koach kedosh yatzich liyos b'chinas domin. He was a domin. He was nothing. He was just this is Chadosh Baruch Hu's gedera. This is what Chadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's it, right? Elakibo asadim ava loshim taromas. He didn't have any reaction. And I think, as we said, you know, when it comes to a wedding, when it comes to marriage, you know, sometimes we tie it into marriage. When it comes down to it, this is the number one thing. Nothing happens in a marriage. Nothing happens stam. No, that's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens in our lives comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whether you're getting married now or getting married in 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, Bez Hashem, nothing happens stam. And then the more we look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we'll find him. And that's exactly the whole reaction of Aaron. Aaron, what does it mean that it says Vayidom Aaron? Because to say that he was silent means that he reacted. He just, Aaron lived as a moon. He was mamash, a living amuna his entire life. You knew everything that happens in life comes from Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Aaron HaKohen went to the barbershop and Hashem cut up, and the barber cut off his pants, he wouldn't even have that flinch. I had that flinch. It took me a couple of seconds to realize what happened. And that's it. And it's not something that I'm completely perfect at. If I didn't get that text message, it could be that I was still upset. But I saw a little glimpse of putting everything into perspective. So Be'ez Hashem, the more we look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we'll be able to see him in our lives, Be'ez Hashem. Only seeing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does what's best for us. Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos.